Good afternoon. You're very welcome back to 90.3 Near FM. This is The Week in Review with me, Sarah Birmingham. And I'm delighted at the moment to be joined on the phone by Rory from Fingal Film Festival. And Dublin does seem to be a hive of film activity at present. It's very exciting to see. Last week we did feature Gays International Film Festival, which celebrated its 25th anniversary. And now it's the turn of a festival to entertain the people of Fingal and beyond. The Fingal Arts and Film Festival runs for the weekend and offers a feast of cultural delights for all members of the family. Well, Rory, maybe you could start with a little description of why it was decided to hold an arts and film festival in Fingal.
On the radio. So the Fingal Film and Arts Festival is actually now in its sixth year, and this year the format of it essentially has been rejigged a little bit to make it that little bit more accessible to the public. So for the first time, we are actually taking over Swords Castle here, just off the main street in Swords. And we have, rather than just film, we've opened it up, and we also have live music from the likes of Paddy Casey, the Statuettes, the Hot Sprockets. We also have comedians here, like Giz a Laugh and Rory Stories. We also have a host of family-orientated workshops, so animation workshops run by the guys at Brown Bag Films. And then for the adults as well, given that Ireland is such a kind of a hub for filmmaking, we're actually running adult casting workshops as well with Louise Kiley Casting. So the idea behind the festival this year is to open it up much more to the people of the area, make it that little bit more inclusive, make it an event for people who want to come with their kids during the day or at the weekend, and then also make it that there's live music in the evening for people to come and join after work as well, or with groups of friends.
Sounds fantastic. How did your opening day yesterday go? You had quite a few events on the lineup there.
We certainly did. So our opening day yesterday, we were initially worried a little bit about the rain, but thank God it did actually clear up. So the morning we kicked off, and we had quite a few kids here for the Brown Bag Kids Animated Workshop. And then throughout the day, we had kind of animation screenings on our main stage, so the kids could gather around, take out a picnic basket and a blanket, sit down, relax, watch those. And then in the chapel here on the Castle grounds, which has been restored and is absolutely stunning, we're actually showing all of the independent films, features and shorts. So we've quite a range of different films and different nationalities. So Irish filmmakers, Russian filmmakers, German, Spanish. So it was quite a nice mix. And then later on in the evening, we had our exclusive Irish premiere of a film called Knights of the Damned. So it's not due out now for another couple of weeks. And it's from the producers of The Game of Thrones and the special effects team behind Harry Potter. So we screened that last night on the main stage. And then following that, we had live music from the Statuettes, which are a fantastic all-girls ska band, which absolutely rocked the stage. And following those, we had Made of Stone playing live, which are a Stone Roses tribute. And again, they absolutely killed it on stage. And kind of throughout the evening part of it, we had our host for the weekend, which is Marcus O'Leary, who is absolutely hilarious, and he'll be back with us here today. And then to finish off the day, we had Fuzzed Up DJs. Playing us out, essentially.
Brilliant. So it's a great party atmosphere down there, I'm sure. And obviously the venue then of Swords Castle really enhances the whole experience as well. It just makes it that bit nicer.
It absolutely does. I mean, it's right here on the main street, and it's surprising how large it is inside. So once you come through those wonderful castle gates, you've got large kind of green open space. There is a little visitor centre in here as well for when the festival is not running. So, obviously people in the area are still welcome to come in at that stage. We have it set up with picnic tables, our stages. We have bars here from the guys at the Rights venue as well. And we have some food vendors and ice cream van on site as well.
Very tempting indeed. How important to the festival is it then that you would support, you know, independent submissions? And obviously that's been a central part of the lineup over the weekend. What kind of films have you discovered? Has there been any award winners amongst them?
So, we haven't yet announced the award, but I'm glad that you did touch on that. So there's actually 9 different award categories that are going to be coming up at the end of the festival. So we will be having, for example, Best Short Film, Best Documentary, Best Fingal Newcomer. So that one is specifically for a submission for somebody who is attached to or based in the Fingal area, which is quite a nice thing to have as well, because it keeps that kind of local to it. But we have lots of different features. We have animation, we have Irish language. So I've kind of been catching a few of them myself kind of yesterday. I'm hoping to catch a few more today. So absolutely, the festival is all about supporting independent filmmakers, and we would greatly encourage anyone to come along and do the same.
Fantastic. What sort of topics are independent filmmakers dealing with at the moment? Are a lot of them current affairs based? Are they more kind of imaginative and explorative? Or what kind of selection have you seen come through?
It's quite a mix, actually. So we had quite an interesting one yesterday, which was called Homecoming. And, you know, it kind of touches on people, I suppose, reacquainting themselves with people from an area they haven't been. We had a film after that, which was kind of dealing with the area of loss and family. We had quite an interesting one called Down with Jazz, which is dealing with, obviously, with jazz. So there's quite a range of different movies. So I would say something to suit every genre and everyone's interest.
And obviously something to suit all ages there as well, with children during the day too.
Yeah, I mean, the children are absolutely loving the animation ones, I have to say. So the guys at Brown Bag are doing fantastic movies to keep them entertained as well.
Well, they do have quite the record, I guess, at this stage. You know, they're certainly well accomplished in that game.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're absolutely leading the field. So it's great to have them on side, and they've been supportive of us for the last couple of years. And just actually speaking of supporters, I mean, obviously the festival isn't possible without the help of quite a lot of different people. So in particular, I mean, we would like to thank Fingal County Council, who are one of our main sponsors here over this weekend, and obviously gave us access to these grounds, and the guys at Swords Express, who are bussing people in and out. RTE, for example, Screen Training Ireland, the guys at Pavilion Shopping Centre. So there's quite a lot of local support, which is great to see.
Fantastic. If people then would like to get along, would like to get tickets or find out more information, where's the best place for them to go?
So people can buy tickets online. They can go to our website, www.fingalfest.com, and there's a link there to buy tickets. So you can buy them online. So for a day ticket for today, Saturday, it's only €20 for an adult, and children under 12 are free with the adult. So it's a nice way to... nice and economical way to make it a family weekend. On Sunday, then, we also have a very special price. And again, for an adult, it's €10 for the day, and people can come and go as they please. So we'll give them a wristband. And again, children are under 12 are free for that as well. And you can also, of course, buy tickets on the gate here as well from our wonderful staff.
Sounds fantastic. I'm certainly tempted to get along, and I hope lots of our listeners do likewise as well. And I hope the sun makes an appearance throughout the rest of the weekend. But either ways, I'm sure you're bound to have a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Sarah, for having us.
Thanks very much, Rory. Really appreciate that. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.